This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Tractor down the road is a good pursuit, something I love to do any day of my life when the weather is good. You'll find me taking my tractor down the road. I actually was baling hay yesterday. People say, baling hay at this time of year? Yeah, there's still a lot to do, and if there's no snow around, it's okay. A little chilly sometimes on the tractor, but it still is a pursuit because a lot of people still need good quality hay. And there's a lot of it because we had such a great season rain-wise this year. It's been very good here in the Northeast. So that's how we get started with a bit of thought about what's going on the farm. I'm Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer Show. Go to our website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, to get the podcasts of every week. We have stories from people who are successes. Matter of fact, in a few minutes, we're going to meet a lady who has done a great service, frankly, to the horse world, a lady who has understood what the fate and fortune for many great draft horses is and ought to be. She's an inspiration. I think you'll enjoy her story in a moment. Here's another story that I find very inspirational, and it pretty much sets the tone for why I love farm life and why I love family farmers, because of things like this. Story from a town, I think about 60, 70, maybe 80 miles southwest of Chicago. The community is Ashkum, A-S-H-K-U-M, small community, with a lot of farmers. And it happened that this past fall, a fella who was known to everybody, somebody who was very giving, someone that people liked, named Stephen Hemp. He was married to a lady named Sue Hansen, and Mr. Hemp passed away in September, just before all of the crops on their 800-acre farm had to be harvested. So there were a lot of people in the family who were worried because there wasn't really anybody around except for Mr. Hemp, who knew how to operate the equipment, who knew how to do what needed to be done in order to harvest all the crops that they were raising over the course of the summer. The usual things that you find in that part of the world, corn, soybeans, all that sort of thing. And because commodity prices are irregular, it was important for the crops to be harvested. They were ready for harvesting, and Mr. Hemp was dead. So what did the community do? Well, they all got together. One morning, there were six of them who showed up with combines. And they started before dawn. And they worked through the day and through the weekend until they were able to harvest all of this man's crops. This is at a time when they're doing their own as well. So Mr. Hemp this year had a tough time because of the rain. He had to plant his corn twice. The spring rains washed away a lot of the first planting for a lot of farmers, for sure. You all know that. Many of you do. And delays in planting and harvesting cut into farmers' profits and to the time to get things done. But his friends, who knew the stresses, knew what was up with the wife, they understood. And so the tractors and the combines and the semis rolled in October to get the soybeans and the corn first Saturday of November. And so apparently it happened a couple of times. Once over a weekend in October, another this past weekend or a couple of weekends ago to harvest the corn. And this Sue Hansen said, You don't always really know who your friends and neighbors are until something happens because they come forward. I was also thinking, I know this is it. This is the last time we'll be able to do this. So for 50 years, her husband worked this land, and the farmers all knew him, and they were happy to pay tribute to her because he'd been so helpful to many others the same way they were helping her. So it's a great story of helping. Even the hard times in Illinois, as they have been this past year, didn't get in the way of people helping the farmer when he died just before the harvest time. The family still has the benefit of all the crops that were planted. And I'm sure that there are many of these farmers that will split up the land and lease it from the family to plant more next spring. But anyway, I found the story inspirational. I'm sure there are others like it, but one good story like that is a way to set the tone. And as long as we're talking about tone, as this is Thanksgiving week, when many of you will hear this, unless it's the podcast, and the podcast you'll hear at some other time down the road. But this is a time for us to give thanks for the people like these folks who procure, raise, help us eat the quality food that America has become known for. Despite all of the machinations that I have about dealing with Dow and with Bayer and Monsanto and all of those people. And some of these crops, I'm sure, were from those seed companies. But still in all, there is much to be thankful for. And I hope that if you're going to buy locally, this program, you know, is for the American family farmer, the farmer businesses, and the locavores who use our product. I did a television program last week, which is posted on the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com website, the interview that I did talking about family farming and the definition of locavores and how it is that we pay attention to the needs of the people who support us, the direct retail customers that many of us have on our farms that are so important. I mean, we have different customer bases, but I really think that understanding and knowing who your customer is, and hopefully having visitation on the farm from people who will support you, is something that you encourage. That's a big way to stay, I think, it's a big way for you to stay relevant in the eyes of the people who will use your product. So, and as more and more people get further away from the farm, us telling these stories and encouraging people to interact with their local farmers if they find them is, I think, the best way to stay out in front of some of these problems. And we're here to solve problems, here for solutions to situations. You can describe a situation to me if you'd like. Be in touch by going to Twitter and find me at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or Doug at DougStephan.com is fine as well. I know the lady with whom we will have the conversation, and that's why I invited her here, because she has a great story to tell about her farm, Blue Star Equiculture, in the focus up next year on the American Family Farmer. It's 15 past the hour.
Lumber Liquidators is slashing prices on their most popular floors so you can get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals, like 50% off Brazilian cherry waterproof woodlook tile, 50% off Bellawood dark Caspian chestnut pre-finished hardwood, 32% off water-resistant laminate like Tuscan Fusion maple, plus more deals at your local store and special financing. The Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale ends Tuesday. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or lumberliquidators.com today.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
A Netflix limited series.
I chose him. There's a more powerful bond that had been born into it.
He made him a man.
Why did you abandon him?
He never wanted to be.
I heard what he did in Creed.
From writer-director Scott Frank and executive producer Steven Soderbergh.
Hell is gonna follow me wherever I go. Something I gotta finish.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. November 22nd. Only on Netflix.
All right, let's get to our introductions here. 17 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. Pamela Rickenbach is the co-founder of Blue Star Aquaculture and is now the executive director of this force. This is a force, and it represents a force that needs to be acknowledged. She and the man that she lived with for such a long time. I've forgotten whether you were actually married or not, Pam. Were you married?
Yep. We had gotten married the year before he passed away. Yep.
Yeah. So back in 2009, you and your husband and some friends wanted to create a permanent home for retired carriage horses that were in Philadelphia and New York. Is that how this all came to be?
Yeah, the idea to create a retirement home for the horses came out of Philadelphia. I was a tour guide in the National Park in Philadelphia, and I drove a carriage and worked with a horse every day. I drove a couple different horses, but there was one horse in particular that all of us had to drive at some point. His name was Bud, and he was just this amazing workhorse. He wasn't, you know, especially flashy. He was kind of like a short, stocky military man, really. He was very serious and knew his job well, and all of us that were learning to drive had to pass his test, really, because if you didn't know what you were doing, Bud would bring you back to the park, and then you would probably lose your job. So, you know, Bud was just this amazing horse, and he ended up getting sick, and he got a diagnosis of idiopathic epilepsy, which in horses isn't as serious as it sounds. I mean, horses are a little different than humans or even dogs with epileptic seizures. Idiopathic means that it could happen at any time, but, you know, it may never have happened to him again. He may never have had another little seizure, but the reason, when he got diagnosed with that, he was no longer able to work on the street. So we all, us carriage drivers, went about trying to find him a home, and that's when, for me and a couple of my colleagues there, we discovered the crisis that we're in with our horses in general in America, in terms of, you know, the unwanted or homeless horses that we have. And in discovering that, I really felt this powerful need or desire to want to say something. You know, as a tour guide in Philadelphia, you learn about the founding of our country and the early distribution and all the things that built, you know, the original ideas that our country was founded on in terms of all the things that we value here in America and our democracy. But the horses were such an integral part of all of that, too. And, you know, all those distribution routes that were set up to Lancaster County, those are famous roadways that, you know, would deliver tons and tons of food to the city and bring manure out of the city and goods out of the city. So the horses were all a big part of that, and there were breeds that helped us do that that are now extinct because, you know, we haven't needed them or thought about them after we modernized. But I realize that, you know, America maybe has forgotten the role that the horses have played. And I thought if we created something where Bud could be retired and also we could talk about farming and soil, because that's really my interest and love, and also talk about our shared history with horses, maybe there would be a way to awaken in the general public idea or connection with these horses and see to it that we take better care of them, you know, or honor them in better ways. I mean, today, it's a very dangerous thing to end up homeless if you're a horse. You could very easily be shipped to Canada or Mexico to be slaughtered. And as we know, horses are ancient animals with incredible sensory systems, and they suffer. You know, they suffer a lot when they're...
There's a human side, if I can use that analogy, to the horses that I've met through you and through my friend Meredith, who you and I and Meredith have spent some very interesting time together. That's why I want to tell this story. So stand by. We have lots of great information about the Blue Star Aquaculture. Go to aquaculture.org if you want to see some pictures and get more involved in the conversation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Luke Bryan for all the music we use here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Pamela Rickenback is with us. She's the executive director of Blue Star Aquaculture in Palmer, Massachusetts. They have 30 or more horses, retirement horses, draft horses, horses that have been used in wagons in places like New York City, other cities, Philadelphia. Telling this story is what we're all about here today. Go to the website and look at the fabulous pictures and the story here. That is something that a lot of people wouldn't face or understand unless you had somebody telling you a story. You kind of forget about horses unless you're around horses a lot. And I am because of the lady who's in my life. But I also, because I'm a farmer and I supply a lot of hay to a lot of people who have horses, I guess I've gotten to know, but I grew up, actually, people think, Pamela, because I'm a dairy guy, I grew up around cows, and I did. I've been around cows all my life, but I've also been around horses all my life, and it isn't until, well, I guess I give Meredith a lot of credit for this, because we'd always have these silly arguments about cows being smarter than horses or horses being smarter than cows. And, of course, it goes nowhere, and she always wins. But or at least she thinks she does anyway. So in terms of what you do and how you can watch, there's some great photos at the website. But the story of how you have messaged and massaged this, I would use the word both, because the message has been told by National Geographic. You have certainly been profiled by plenty of television programs and newspapers because a very unique story. But
yeah,
the uniqueness for me comes in your connection to the native people's wisdom. That's where you get your, I think it appears to me, having been around you and watching how you do it, it's where you get your sustenance. It's where you get your, I don't want to say message, but you know what I'm saying. It's what motivates you or helps you to use that philosophy, because horses were very important, obviously, to our native population.
Well, to the Plains Indians, certainly, but I would say they were way more important to the European cultures, especially in the past few hundred years. You know, my connection to the native culture comes from having grown up in South America, in the Amazon, actually. And there aren't very many horses that can live in the Amazon. There's a special breed of horse, you know, that come through the Spanish breeds, the Paso Fino or Peruvian Pasos. They do well in that kind of climate, but even in the village I lived in, they weren't very, you know, the horses are expensive by any measure anywhere. And so horses weren't they're not very well, they're not what people have. Even to own a cow in the village I was in was a big luxury. But I grew to appreciate nature and connect with nature in a really profound way because of the native people that helped me in the village I lived in. We were surrounded by several tribes, the Yuki, the Warani, and at one point my life was saved, actually, by the Yuki people who lived downriver from us and are normally really hostile to white culture, but to a native man from that village, and so they had grown up with him, and they knew him, and they trusted him, and they understood that I was pregnant with my son, so they reached out to help me. And you know, later I found out that the plant that they helped heal me with, I had leishmania, which is a rare skin-eating disease. It's kind of, they say, like a cousin to leprosy. It can be fatal. Lots of people die from it, and there's not any medicine, really, in Western medicine for it. I mean, there's these really terrible shots you can get from Germany that will end up hurting one of your organs. But so I couldn't turn to any of that medicine because, you know, I was pregnant with my son, and so we turned to this tribe down the river, and it turns out later that I learned the plant that they used is protected by the water spirits that are called Yako Kavayu, which are actually horse spirits.
Really?
So it was really fascinating to me to learn that later, that they asked permission from the horse spirits to heal me, and the horses gave them permission. So in some way, horses have been in my life, my whole life, and in some way they've kept me going towards health or groundedness or becoming a whole human being.
Wow.
And you know, they've had that effect on me, and many, many, many people that I meet will tell you the same thing. Horses have, you know, an ability to help us in ways that, you know, not much does. I mean, anymore. We're so modernized that, especially in Western culture, we're so left brain, so to speak. You know, we're so analytical that we don't really know. We're almost paralyzed in other ways, but horses help open that up.
The passion that people have for their horses, I know that firsthand. Continuing in a few moments with Pam Rickenbach on the American Family Farmer.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey.
Exercising your imagination, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Check out our podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Joining me in this conversation here this week is Pam Rickenback, who is the co-founder of Blue Star Equiculture. It is a sanctuary for draft horses, big horses. The story here begins actually with me. Excuse me, I had my first exposure to Pam and to Blue Star. I think it was probably 6 or 7 years ago? When my pal Edgar, who ran my farm in Framingham for 14 years for me, and his wife Georgette were the ones that were familiar with you, and Georgette actually introduced me to you, and I think we were down there, and then Meredith came down, and it has been something that fascinated me that there was a place like this. Even is what's fascinating, I suppose, in a way. Who would think that someone would go out of their way to dedicate their life to saving these animals? And that's basically, I have a lot of respect and compassion for you and what you're doing. And I think that it's so unusual to have somebody, but there are more and more people. You know, you and I started talking about what I wanted to do on my farm one of the things that we had talked about at one point in time, all of us together, is having an equine, canine, bovine sanctuary. And yep. You have led the way for equines anyway. So let's keep the story going. As one of the things, if you go, by the way, you can go to the American Family Farmer Show and get the podcast. You can go to the equiculture.org website for Blue Star, but you can also go to my farm website, which is eastleyfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleyfarm.com, and see pictures of Pam and her horses taking part in events on my farm during the past summer, and I'm hoping that we're going to have many more of those this next summer. People are fascinated, and that's what the pictures show. The people who would come visit me on, I remember the times that you were there and the people, and what an attraction it is to see these horses, because people only know the story, or they think a horse is a horse is a horse. It's kind of like, what's that old, the theme for Mr. Ed? A horse is a horse, of course. But there's so much difference in the various types of horses and what they're used for. And you said to me once when you were explaining what was going on, that they all need jobs. Explain that, will you? The jobs for horses.
Yeah, and you know, and I mean that in the most honoring way. They need partnership with us. All breeds everywhere throughout the world have come along and been bred specifically to be in partnership with us for different roles, different things. Right now, over half the world's population still depends on equine power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we depended on them in ways that, you know, we didn't really depend on our other domesticated animals. And horses are very special. They're different than cows. And, you know, it really doesn't make any sense to argue who's smarter. But
no, it's silly.
But I can say that it's a different relationship, absolutely.
Yeah.
And working with Native people, and I'm really glad you brought that up. I have so much respect for Native wisdom and culture. They've helped me really understand this essential role they have in activating us spiritually. It's really powerful. We have a really ancient relationship with horses. Humanity does. And either we started following them or we were eating them, you know, 30,000 years ago. But really, we came to be partners with them. And, you know, originally we were using our horses to conquer. And it started in Asia, you know, where they were using Genghis Khan and his big horses and the great horses and then the Romans. And they depended on their horsepower to overtake. And then later, the horses would come to define kingdoms. The breeds that we have here in America were some of the breeds that were representing a kingdom or, you know, a people. So, for example, the Clydesdales and the Shires and the Suffolks, three of the five that were brought over in the mid-80s, they're all representing England and the great power that England was. And if you look at those breeds, you'll see that, oh my gosh, there couldn't have been more selectively bred to be powerful. I mean, they're extremely powerful horses, and they were originally used for war, especially the Shire horses. They were King Henry VIII's horse, war horse, and they're the biggest horses in the world. Today, there's only less than 2,200 of them left in the world, and yet they defined, you know, Europe in how we know them. And, you know, all the countries had their horses. The Dutch had their Frisian bred horse. You know, they're just amazing breeds that came to define people and who they were. So they need jobs today. When I say that, what I mean is they need to have active partnership with us in our communities. They I don't think horses ever, I've had an Indian tell me that they've never wanted to be pets. They want to be helpers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that human beings, we can be so, we tend to think that we know a lot, you know, and the truth is the more we understand about horses, the more we understand we really don't know them very well at all.
Well,
just,
you know what happens, Pam? We have, and I get off onto this all the time in my various radio performances, I get upset because history is not our friend. We aren't doing a good job of teaching history, and one of the things as it applies here is understanding how much horses, as you just were talking, I'm going to be a little bit more specific about how the horse has played such an important role in the furtherance of mankind. draft horses, building roads, harvesting crops, building the railroads, fighting wars. You know, it's a think about the anniversary this week of John Kennedy being shot and that whole procession of his body being carried on the caisson with the horses pulling the wagon to his final resting place. You know, those sorts of things have been very much a part of our history, and I don't think that people are taught those sorts of things anymore. I don't think people know that part of what you're doing there. I think you've rescued some police horses. We now more than ever see police on mounted patrols again. And so what happens to these horses at the end of their useful life? That kind of thing, and that's what you do, right?
Yep. Well, thankfully, you know, the horses that have had jobs in communities like the carriage horses or the police horses, they're typically really smart, well-adjusted horses. They're really social. So if they're just retired for age or if they might have some minor disability, they're really easy to place in therapeutic programs. I mean, that's been growing over the last 10 years by leaps and bounds. Just in the time that we've started this work, we've seen, you know, unbelievable upcoming of all these, you know, acknowledgement of the profound effect that horses have therapeutically with veterans, with children, with you know, disabilities or autism or people that are suffering or feeling disconnected. I mean, horses have these really profound effects. I believe personally that it's because we're ancient friends. And you were talking about the kind of response people have to them when they see them. I think it's because in ourselves, all of us share this connection to them and a knowing in that these are our old friends, you know, and we miss them terribly. Yep. It wasn't that long ago. We all had them in our backyards, and especially these draft breeds, because that was the working class man's horse. So, you know, in the 30s, in the same way that we were disconnected from our sustainable farming, we were disconnected, too, from the horsepower that helped, you know, us do all that.
Yeah.
And in the efforts to modernize, so to speak, we left behind some really important parts of our culture. And
It's a rich tradition. It's a rich part of our culture. I want to, before we run out of time in a moment, I want to talk about other things that you're doing to help farmers just in a manner of speaking, not just equine aid, but pasture management things that you have discovered that are very good for horses or cows or anything that goes out to pasture. We'll talk about that in a moment. American Family Farmer time is 43 after the hour. I want to have you think about your health and your well-being, your longevity, in fact. And most people who have gotten to the point in their 40s or 50s to understand how they need to keep their heart healthy and their joints working and their brains getting lots of blood and energy and all the things that are necessary for us to have a quality life. There are two things that have become abundantly clear about what we need to ingest in our bodies to have a life that's full of health and promise, and those are omega-3 oils. You need omega-3s. But then people wonder now, because they hear a lot of different promotions, do I take fish oil for the omega-3s or krill oil? And now the folks at Purity Products have fixed the problem, because there is in this solution, is very satisfying, a product called Krill Omega 50 Plus. Purity Products has developed Krill Omega 50 Plus. I take it. I love it. The people on my staff are on it. It's just a great combination of ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints. You need it, and it's come together in this small little pill that's very powerful. It'll promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. Get the blood going through your whole system, up to your brain and to your muscles and those things. And you need joint comfort and support, and you'll see and feel the difference in a week once you get on Krill Omega 50 Plus. And the most fabulous part about this whole thing is that you get them both free. Yes, now, because Purity wants to have you explore and expose you to the new Krill product, call 800-355-1493, and you get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. 800-355-1493. 855-1493. I say this all the time. No matter what it is, if you get something free, why wouldn't you try it? It takes a few seconds on the phone. Order it, pay a couple of bucks for shipping, and claim your free bottle. 800-355-1493. Again, for Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, the first free bottle at 800-355-1493.
Don't just survive the holidays, slay the season with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance products. Fuel stronger workouts with GNC Amp Whey Bowic Protein. It's clinically proven to increase strength. GNC Amp Ripped Vitapack burns more calories. And Performix Iridium SSTI delivers explosive energy for every workout. Save today with buy one, get one half off GNC Sports Performance. Hustle to GNC or GNC.com. Sale ends November 22nd. Slay the season, only at GNC. Live
47. Well. Excuse me, sir. 47 after the hour, the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We have a few more minutes here with Pamela Rickenbach of Blue Star Equiculture. Go to equiculture.org to see the fabulous work being done there. The work is not just about the horses, though. You have designed a pasture management system, I guess. You and working with others are doing this. Explain how that benefits cows and horses, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. This is around originally we received a grant through the University of Massachusetts and the Massachusetts EPA to protect the wetlands. We're actually surrounded completely by water here on the farm I'm on right now. So we were eligible for this grant. And in looking into that, because I have experience in organic horticulture, we wanted to design something special for the horses. And one thing that we knew is that horses will destroy, they'll turn a beautiful pasture into a feedlot in no time because of the way that they are on the, you know, that how invasive they really are. Yeah. They're not meant to be kept in areas that are closed in. So we went and looked into who's doing this. And, you know, I think going forward for all of us to do farming or anything sustainably, we need to look at design that works with ecology and, you know, honors the kinds of systems that are out there already. And so we were able to discover a man out in California who had studied the wild horses and discovered that they have to roam 25 miles a day at least. And if you put them on pathways and open them and allow them open areas, you know, that you can close them off from, the pathways are what will be most fundamentally important to them because they need to move. They have a natural desire to want to move, and they need to for their digestion, to be healthy. But they don't need a lot of room to do that. If you watch horses, it's probably true for cows too. They'll walk in single file, and they'll only really have a small pathway that they use.
Yeah.
So we created our farm in a way where we have a big circular track for them, and they're opened up into different areas that we let them into so that we can protect those pastures and rotate them.
Yeah. So it's fabulous work. And we're running ourselves out of time here, but I want to once again send people to the Blue Star Equiculture website. It's equiculture.org. And I have, as I said, we'll have a lot of information at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, and you can listen to the podcast there, and also you can see some more of the stuff, how it applies in the real sense to farms like mine. EastleyFarm.com has more information and pictures. It's just a fabulous thing that you've done. Pam, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. It's 10 minutes for the hour here in the American Family Farmer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my
now 53 after the hour. Time for my opinion and comment with regard to our American Family Farmers show. I'm going to pay tribute to the farmer through the eyes and the mind and the writing of Willie Nelson, who has contributed something that was posted as an op-ed piece in USA Today that I would like. I think he captures more in this piece than I could say and why recreate the wheel. So I'm going to share Willie Nelson's words about family farmers and their importance, their challenges for Thanksgiving in just a moment here.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Start your Black Friday early. Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit. Applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
All right, so at 56 past the hour, I'm looking at some of the things I've read this week and some of the trades, the farm magazines and newspapers that I read, and they're all about fixing various dishes for the holidays, a great classic food, and it brings me around to thinking how we wouldn't have any of this if it were not for the American family farmer. Willie Nelson recognizes that you are the bedrock, the economic bedrock of most of rural America. So he, in his writing in the USA op-ed page, talking about helping to strengthen the American family farmer, which is basically what this program is all about, he writes, "I've spent most of my life on the roads of this great country. One of the unique benefits of this way of life has been the chance to really get to know folks and learn what's going on in their lives. It gives me a sense of the nation's pulse that is much more personal than anything we can get from the news. These are hard times for farmers. People are struggling. Many of us are growing more troubled by the divide that has erupted in America, separating neighbors, family, farms, all of these things. Most of us come to the table as families, friends, communities, and a nation to celebrate our blessings at Thanksgiving. What people may not think about is that the family farmer who brings us all together with the food that's produced." And I think he's so right here. I'm reading and paraphrasing some of the things that are in this op-ed piece. He writes, "We will gather over a meal that represents the year-round hard work of the often forgotten farmer. Farmers are working to stay on their land, all the while knitting communities together by providing healthy food and an economic bedrock. This is an important time to recognize their efforts. This year, along with their neighbors, family farmers hit hard by natural disasters, wildfires in the West, hurricanes in Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Puerto Rico. Farmers in these areas experienced extreme, if not complete, losses of their businesses. We've been uplifted by the outpouring of generosity for farmers who experienced these disasters, allowing them to tackle the immense recovery efforts ahead. It means that fellow Americans understand their value not only as food providers, but as the heart of our communities. Even before these disasters struck, farm families faced the onslaught of policies that increase corporate control. They've been battling this for decades. The prices farmers get for the fruits of their labor have been down for years, and they're not expected to rise anytime soon. Meanwhile, expenses keep going up. New young farmers are facing tough barriers to getting started on the land. Farm Aid helps farmers every year, and we have a hotline, the Farmer Resource Network, something to know a little bit more about for Thanksgiving and the American family farmer. Tip of the hat to Willie Nelson and to the family farmers who provide us with our food for this.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.